Bonjour, good morning. My name is Rosie Goldstein. I'm the Vice Principal for Research and International Relations here at McGill University, and it's my great pleasure to welcome all of you today. It's my honor to welcome our special guests and all of you to McGill University for this exciting announcement of the 2013 results of the Strategic Network Grant and Strategic Project Grant competitions from the Natural Science and Engineering Research Council of Canada, known affectionately as NSERC. Amis, collègues, membres des médias et invités de marque, aujourd'hui est une journée très importante et intéressante pour la recherche au Canada. Before we start, I want to welcome our very special guests, the Honorable Gary Goodyear, the Minister of State Science and Technology for the Government of Canada. Welcome. The Honorable Larry Smith, Senator from Sorel, Quebec. Ms. Janet Walden, Vice President, Research Partnership Programs, NSERC. Professor Heather Monroe-Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, Monsieur Olivier Marcel, in the back, our VP for External Relations, and all of our guests and media. Le programme de subvention de réseau stratégique vise à accroître la recherche et la formation dans des domaines ciblés propres, à améliorer de façon appréciable l'économie, la société ou l'environnement du Canada au cours de 10 prochaines années. Les subventions des réseaux stratégiques appuient des projets de recherche multidisciplinaires de grande envergure dans des domaines ciblés qui exigent une approche de réseau et une collaboration entre les chercheurs universitaires et les organismes établis au Canada. It's my privilege now to introduce our first speaker, the Honorable Larry Smith. Since 2010, Senator Smith has served in the Senate representing the District of Sorel, Quebec. Senator Smith is well known to Montrealers as a result of his community leadership and business acumen. Some of his important roles, which are probably known, but I do want to mention, are as a player and then president and CEO of the Montreal Alouettes, commissioner of the Canadian Football League, publisher of the Montreal Gazette, co-president of the 2001 Montreal Centrade campaign, and board member of the Canadian Olympic Committee. Senator Smith is also a McGill Law graduate, so we are truly honored to count him as a member of our alumni community, and it's always wonderful to have you back at McGill. Please join me in welcoming Senator Larry Smith.
Thank you very much. Merci, tout le monde. Bienvenue. Je suis très heureux d'être parmi vous, et spécialement avec la neige autour de Montréal puis notre infrastructure routière. We had a hell of a time getting in here this morning, but it's great to be here. Madam Principal, Mr. Goodyear, and special guests, staff, professors, research is a long-term proposition. Our government understands that. This is why we support such a broad range of research activities throughout a variety of programs and agencies. We're proud to be associated, obviously, with McGill University. Les investissements en recherche, sciences et technologies ont un effet positif sur la création d'emplois et la croissance économique. Et comme le dit si bien notre premier ministre, la science est le moteur de l'activité commerciale. Thanks to our government's support, expert researchers are provided with the opportunity to collaborate with innovative companies and partners. New knowledge is put to work quickly, new jobs are created. Ces collaborations permettront de développer des produits novateurs propres au Canada et essentiels pour assurer notre prospérité économique tant ici à Montréal qu'ailleurs au pays. Now let us welcome Honorable Minister Gary Goodyear, Minister of State, Science and Technology. Gary.
Bonjour. Thank you very much for that kind introduction, Larry. Merci. C'est un grand plaisir d'être ici avec vous. Ladies and gentlemen, before I start, let me welcome all the scientists and researchers and students in the room. It's a great pleasure to be back here at McGill. Let me also just thank the media as well for coming out this morning in this reasonably bad weather. I will tell you that, as is the case all across Canada, weather is a provincial responsibility, and so I can't be blamed for this. Now, before I get into this very exciting announcement today, the reason, of course, that we are all here to celebrate, I want to say just a few words about the role of cross-sector collaboration in today's innovation environment. I firmly believe that there is great strength in the spirit of working together on research, development, and commercialization. It is absolutely critical, more so than ever in our history, in terms of our Canadian economy and our social benefits from research and technology. And of course, recognizing, as we all do, that the global economic uncertainty remains. And as a result, our government is resolutely focused on securing the recovery for Canadians. At the same time, we will continue, as we have in the past, at laying the groundwork for the future through science, technology, innovation. By supporting science and technology, we are opening new opportunities for jobs, economic growth, and an increased quality of life. As Senator Smith just stated, research is a long-term proposition, and that's why we support a broad range of initiatives through such entities as NSERC's strategic grants. Colleagues, since 2006, when we formed government, we have provided $8 billion new dollars in science, technology, and the growth of innovative firms. And at a time when innovation is increasingly dependent and advantaged by collaboration, we are also supporting programs that bring the private and public sectors together, creating a dynamic climate for startups and attracting and retaining world-class talent. Today, more than ever, successful innovations come from companies that do, in fact, collaborate, whether it's with other firms, colleges, universities, or other knowledge institutions. This, of course, is a significant change from the way innovation happened 40 or 50 years ago, when new technologies generally came from large firms acting all on their own. In this transformed landscape, collaborative engagement is the driver for economic and social success. And that's exactly why I am particularly happy to announce funding that will build on our strong base of research talent and capacity. This will help position Canada even further as a world leader in environmental science and technologies, information and communication technologies, manufacturing, and natural resource and energy development. Last September, I've been at McGill a few times, so I'm kind of surprised you don't send me a tuition fee bill. But last September, I was here, and I had the honor of joining all of you here at McGill with Dr. Marianne Hatsupalu. You might remember that we announced a financial contribution for collaborative health research projects. The good doctor received more than $450,000 over 3 years to study the impact of air pollution on the health of people living in urban areas. Now, her research will help our communities develop policies to improve the quality of air in our cities. And of course, it's a great pleasure to be back to announce support for even more research projects that matter to our communities. First, let me tell you about the strategic project grants. As you know, these grants match the expertise of talented university researchers with the resources of industrial partners. They ensure new knowledge is put to work quickly, generating jobs, improving processes, and creating products, and of course, by getting them to the marketplace, improving lives. So I'm very happy to announce that our government is investing more than $36 million in 81 strategic project grants. Congratulations. These will generate important benefits such as new technology for detecting bacteria in water, improved energy efficiency for wireless communications networks, and advancements in producing biofuel from forest biomass. These are great projects. Now let me turn to the strategic network grants. These differ from the project grants in that they fund larger scale projects, and they do so by supporting more of a network-based approach to R&D. Of course, this would and has to involve academic researchers and Canadian-based organizations. Basically, these grants aid university researchers to team up with companies and not-for-profit partners to address real-world challenges, such as the preservation of our marine and freshwater habitats, the early detection of bacteria in food and water, and the conservation of energy through a smart grid system. I am very pleased to announce that our Conservative government is providing a total of $9.4 million for funding of two of these networks. And of this total, McGill University is receiving $5 million over 5 years for its NSERC Field Robotics Networks. Congratulations. Now, under the lead of Professor Gregory Dudek, you were probably all in his laboratory, Professor Dudek's university researcher will work with government agencies and industrial partners who will develop advanced, robotic technology. Just said robotic technologies here, but from what I've seen, it's advanced robotics technologies to automate tasks such as testing air, such as testing and monitoring water quality, but also performing border patrols or carrying out search and rescue missions as safe and as quickly as possible. The innovative solutions developed by Dr. Dudek and other researchers like him will be uniquely Canadian, providing tangible benefits to Canadians, and I think you can understand why I love my job so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to again congratulate McGill University. What an exceptional institution. All the researchers joining us today, congratulations, good luck in the future. You have both important and inspiring work. I look forward to hearing about your future successes. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Merci.
Thank you, Minister Goodyear. Thank you. It's certainly a very exciting day for us and for Canadian researchers. On behalf of the McGill University community and also all the, I think I can speak for all the recipients of the strategic network grants and the strategic projects, we all thank you for the generosity of the government, the investment in research, and also for your presence today on campus to make the announcement. J'ai maintenant le grand plaisir de vous présenter Janet Walden, vice-présidente, Programme de partenariat de recherche de CRSNG. Veuillez accueillir Madame Walden.
So, thank you very much, Dr. Goldstein. Good afternoon, good morning, actually, still morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's really always a pleasure to be here, particularly to be here with Minister Goodyear to recognize the innovative research that NSERC is funding through our partnership programs, and in this case, through our strategic partnerships program. Le CRSNG est fier d'investir dans les gens qui poursuivent des idées ambitieuses et créatives. L'appui accordé à des projets comme ceux qui ont été annoncés aujourd'hui aide le CRSNG à réaliser sa vision, qui est de faire du Canada un pays de découvreurs et d'innovateurs. Comme Monsieur le ministre a dit, il est plus important que jamais d'établir les liens entre la capacité de recherche et les besoins de la société et de l'industrie et de mettre à profit cette capacité. Les programmes de partenariat de CRSNG ont orienté par notre stratégie en matière de partenariat et d'innovation. Nous avons lancé cette stratégie en 2009 dans l'intention d'intégrer nos activités de partenariat dans un seul thème, que nous résumons dans trois mots: connexion, collaboration, prospérité. Chaque subvention de partenariat de recherche a été conçue pour répondre à un besoin particulier, qu'il s'agisse d'encourager l'établissement de nouvelles collaborations université-industrie, de faciliter le transfert de connaissances, d'avancer la formation des étudiants ou d'accroître la capacité d'innovation. The specific goal of the Strategic Partnerships Program, which includes the Strategic Projects and Strategic Networks Program, or grants, is to increase research and training in particular targeted areas that can strongly enhance Canada's economy, our society, or our environment within the next 10 years. Minister Goodyear just described some of the benefits for Canadians that these new projects are expected to generate during their coming terms in terms of knowledge and innovation. In fact, we are actually realizing these impacts and benefits through these programs already. We are seeing numerous patents and new technologies develop. We are seeing improved processes and products for industrial partners that are being implemented. We are seeing the creation of new knowledge that is contributing to the advancement of our science-based policy. We are also seeing increased training for highly qualified people in these identified priority areas for our country, and students gaining valuable industrially relevant experience and new professional skills. Here at McGill, the 8 projects funded this year are poised to contribute to new advances to our environment, our quality of life, and the competitiveness of our industries through their work on novel magnesium alloys for cardiovascular implants, underwater monitoring technologies, high-power green lasers grown on silicone, optical fiber communications, three-dimensional nanophotonic circuits, and municipal wastewater products. J'aimerais souligner le fait qu'une partie importante de chaque subvention accordée par le CRSNG aide à former les étudiants qui décident ensuite de faire une carrière en recherche en milieu universitaire ou à l'industrie. Sans eux, notre bassin de personnes qualifiées diminuera rapidement. Comme l'a mentionné le ministre Godieu, nous annonçons également 2 nouveaux réseaux stratégiques de CRSNG. Dans le cadre de ces subventions, les chercheurs et les organismes partenaires examinent l'avenir d'un secteur de pointe et tracent la voie qu'elle prendra pour assurer une future soutenable. Il s'agit de 3 projets, il s'agit de 2 projets multidisciplinaires qui tirent parti de l'expertise de divers intervenants pour se pencher sur le domaine de recherche ciblé. So I'd like to congratulate the leads on these 2 new strategic networks, Dr. Gregory Dudek, that you've met here at McGill and seen, assuming you're going to see if you haven't been watching the screens behind, some incredible robotics, and Dr. Jackson at the University of Toronto. And, of course, their respective teams, because this is all about collaboration. I certainly look forward to hearing more about how these ideas, these innovations are developed, and, again, how they're implemented into our society. Je tiens à féliciter tous les chercheurs qui reçoivent un appui des subventions de projets stratégiques et des subventions de réseaux stratégiques de CRSNG. Je tiens également à remercier l'Université McGill qui a organisé l'événement aujourd'hui avec les projets passionnants annoncés aujourd'hui. Le Canada peut s'attendre à un très brillant avenir. Thank you, and I'd like to particularly emphasize on the McGill side, you know, they've had in the last couple of weeks, maybe last week and a half, some incredible challenges. So the very fact that they could pull together today's event, and then, of course, we got the snowfall on top of that, is truly, truly impressive and shows an excellent organization as well as a hugely strong research endeavor that goes on here. So thanks very much, and congratulations.
And I guess I'll add to that anytime you want an event at McGill, we're ready. Thank you, Janet, and we're especially pleased that you could join us today despite some of the geological challenges and weather. So thank you very much. And it's now my pleasure to introduce our principal and vice chancellor, Heather Munro Bloom, who will, of course, deliver a few comments on behalf of the university. She will also introduce our featured McGill University Strategic Network grant winner.
Merci, vice-principal Goldstein. Bonjour, bienvenue, chers amis, chers collègues, ce bel jour d'hiver ici à Montréal et à McGill. C'est une journée pour nous de fierté et c'est très bien que vous êtes ici avec nous. Minister Goodyear, Senator Smith, Madame Walden, it's fantastic to have you here. And when I speak as principal of McGill on a happy day like this, I really do it, of course, on behalf of the remarkable colleagues, the scientists, researchers, scholars, students, postdocs who make up the university community. I want to welcome as well, of course, our partners from the University of Toronto in the particular collaboration, a very close sister university, and as well our partners from industry who are with us. I want to say a few words about our minister and our senator and indeed Madame Walden. We're very, very lucky to have people who commit themselves to public service with the devotion and integrity that we have here in Canada. We have in Senator Smith not only a distinguished McGill alumnus and a great business person and athlete, but someone who, as senator now, is committed to ensuring that through the Senate we get strong public policy, and we're so grateful, Larry, to you for that. Minister Goodyear himself, a professional, an entrepreneur, a deep-sea diver, which we saw as we were looking at the implications of this new robotics initiative, has been a dedicated ambassador for science and innovation in Canada since taking up his role, and Minister Goodyear, we're so grateful to you, and I know you champion our cause day in and day out in Ottawa, so thank you for that. Janet Walden, I've known for over 20 years, and when you see the quality of our granting councils, which are known around the world for the peer review, the excellence that they fund, we have leaders like Madame Walden who have ensured that integrity over the years, and it's such a pleasure to have you here today. I want to just say before introducing the main event for me, Professor Gregory Dudek, that in this beginning of 2013 for Canada, indeed, here in Montreal and for Quebec, we face extraordinary competition internationally. For those who've been around the science enterprise for 20 years or more, the world has changed diametrically from when the competition was local and we worked hard just to kind of be in the pack. Canada can't succeed, Quebec can't succeed in that context anymore. If we want to have advantages locally, we need the highest quality of education, we need research and scholarship that have an impact and are recognized internationally for their quality in order to get the kind of investments to attract and retain the kind of talent that we are so blessed with here. I'm very proud as principal of McGill to say that over the last decade we've recruited over 1,000 new professors to McGill, a majority of them from outside of the country, people who vest their talents here, their aspirations, and who simply need to have the support around them, high-quality graduate students, infrastructure, operating support that allows them to use the talents to the best of their ability. I've never met a researcher or professor who's greedy for compensation. Everyone that I've met who's worth their weight in salt is greedy to use their talents fully. And it's only with the kind of investment of the federal government and indeed our provincial governments and the creative collaboration we have with not-for-profit industrial partners and other universities that work with us in common cause that we can achieve what we do for our province and for our country. So it's a very happy day when we can announce a very generous and visionary, I would say, investment in a wonderful strategic network. And so now to get to the main event, I'm going to just very briefly introduce my colleague, Professor Gregory Dudek, who is the principal investigator for McGill on this great network. And I know he will say that he represents a huge team of other professors and postdoctoral fellows, students, and collaborators, as we've heard at other institutions. Greg Dudek is a great colleague. He's got fine human qualities. He's brilliant. He carries his share in the university as head of the McGill program in computing science. He has served make sure that those around him are able to advance their studies in creative ways. He's a great professor. It's very warming for me as principal of McGill to celebrate a professor in computing science who's the son of a poet. And so with that, Greg, I just want to congratulate you on everything that you have achieved and through you, your team, and to say now we want to hear from you about what you're doing. Gregory Duda.
Well, as a McGill professor, I have a job which is about as psychologically and intellectually rewarding as any you could possibly imagine. But this day is a little bit sweeter than average. I'd like to start off by thanking NSERC, Minister Goodyear, and the federal government for their foresight and continued support for Canadian science and for the great stewardship of NSERC, of the Canadian scientific process and discovery process. Je tiens à remercier le gouvernement fédéral canadien et ministre Goodyear et le CRSNG pour leur soutien et leur présence aujourd'hui. For me personally, this network is a key step in the realization of a lifelong effort to model intelligence and intelligent behavior and realize the promise of robotics. My first intelligent machine was made out of matchboxes and beads. And my first learning program was written on a manual typewriter in the hopes that I'd get to stick it on a computer someday. So it's very gratifying to see this lifelong vision finally coming to fruition. The network's a chance for us to build some very serious robotics and to develop some serious robotic science beyond the great stuff we've already done. And what is robotics? It's the science and engineering that merges the virtual world of computer science with the real everyday world that we live in. And it's a science of creating adaptive machines that can live in our world and help us do the jobs that we need to do. Robotics is here for real. We talked about economic issues, but economic issues are not. Robotics is not going to go away. It's not just a laboratory curiosity anymore. We all believe, I think, that in 100 years, robotics is going to be ubiquitous and very important. And so at that point, all we're arguing about is when this tremendous ubiquity of robotics will take place. Will it happen in 50 years, or 10 years, or in 5 years? And I think there's solid evidence to suggest that in just 10 to 20 years, robotics will be having an impact on our world, much like computers have had over the last 30 years. And much of computer science, in fact, will be embedded in robotic devices, devices like our cell phones that we carry along with us every day. With this network, we're on the road to retaining our already very important role in Canada as creators of this science and technology, not just by being users of technology that might end up being created somewhere else. And don't make any mistake, there's a lot of investment in robotics taking place in other places in the world, in the European Union, in Japan, in the United States, in South Korea, in many countries. And it's very exciting to see Canada, you know, holding on to its great position and making this investment going forwards. This network will let Canadian researchers working with Canadian companies who are so important in this venture link up to develop the synergy that will let us prosper and compete better. We have great work, and I think this is going to be something really wonderful. We bring together the best possible partners from academia, government, and industry here. Academic partners that are all internationally recognized, every single one of them. They're fantastic people, creative and brilliant. And we have industrial partners that are dynamic and diverse and innovative, and they vary between smaller organizations and bigger organizations, so they can all synergize and essentially develop their skills together. And they're poised to work together to make jobs, build really cool technologies, and I think compete better in the international marketplace going forward. We have companies that develop core robotics technologies like ClearPath and Crosswing, who work on terrestrial robots that move around on the ground. We have companies like Aireon that work on flying robotics. And we have companies like MDA and Neptech, who will focus on space robotics. Dans notre réseau, nous avons des partenaires qui utilisent couramment des systèmes et technologies robotisées, comme Newmont Mining et Hydro-Québec et l'Agence spatiale canadienne, qui sont ici maintenant. Les partenaires peuvent nous aider à développer des outils qui répondent à leurs besoins et les besoins de notre communauté, même qui sont pertinents pour la formation des étudiants, ceux qui sont les chercheurs de demain. Our industrial partners, like our academic ones, span the country from British Columbia, where we have BGC Engineering and Simon Fraser University, to Newfoundland, where we have Extreme Ocean Innovation and Memorial University, and of course, all over the place in between. Moreover, the students trained by this network are going to benefit from this rich, multidisciplinary academic environment and the exposure to the range of industrial drivers that are going to make this all come together. They'll be the masters of this new technology, and of course, that's where really a lot of the excitement and the benefit is going to come to the country. the companies that are going to be involved and the students won't just get employment within Canada, but they'll create additional companies that will make additional jobs and come up with new additional inventions. Not just in robotics per se, but in all the different areas where the integration of computing, mechanism, and electronics are embedded. Again, like your microwave oven or your television. Your microwave is, in some sense, a robot today. You put things in, it measures it, it calculates what to do with that stuff, and then it cooks it. That's robotics technology in the most mundane, everyday world, and we're going to see lots, lots more of that in the next 20 years. Scientifically, this network is going to help decipher the clues of what it means to be intelligence, the nature of intelligence in the most indisputable context. That is, with machines that are going to move around in our everyday world and do stuff. We're going to develop robotic systems that can operate and take measurements in almost any kind of outdoor environment. That includes the bottom of a mine, the underneath a rampaging iceberg, or a spreading oil spill or a toxic waste zone. One of our milestones involves building a robotic device that can learn to walk on sand, get to the surf, enter the surf, and swim away to examine a marine environment of interest. Nous allons construire des technologies robotiques qui peuvent aller sur Mars, se déplacer à différents endroits de la planète, faire des cartes de ces endroits, et ils vont ensuite décider eux-mêmes de retourner à certains de ces endroits pour collecter des informations pertinentes. This is an amazing opportunity, and I think it will revolutionize the Canadian robotics research community and sort of up our already great game to let us compete better internationally. It will have impact scientifically, socioeconomically, and pedagogically. And I'm thrilled to have you all here to witness this emergence. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg, and also félicitations, congratulations. Félicitations à tous les lauréats des subventions, des réseaux stratégiques et des projets stratégiques. In closing, I want to thank all of our speakers, Minister Goodyear, Senator Smith, Professor Monroe Bloom, Professor Dudek, Mrs. Walden, for being here today, for your kind words, and for the announcement that you made today. I want to lastly, once again, acknowledge and thank the Government of Canada and NSERC for this announcement and for the support of excellent driven research here at McGill and across Canada. In a few minutes, I'll ask the podium party to come up to take a photo. The media will be, after the photo, the podium party will be available for the media for short interviews. And I also want, you are to look for people who put their hands up, media relations, look for them, and they will guide you for the media interviews. I want to invite everyone else to stay to celebrate the winners of these strategic network grants and strategic projects. We have a small reception for you, and we invite you to stay. I also have a special invitation from Professor Dudek, who has offered all of his students, who are all prepared to show you their robots, talk to you for a few minutes about their research. Minister Goodyear and the podium party did speak with them before the press conference, but you are all invited to talk to the students and to also have any tour of the lab and see the robots. And you can see Dr. Dudek after the media scrum if you'd like to meet the students or see the lab. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the reception. Drive safely wherever you're going in the snow. And thank you very much for being here.